Is that, are we doing?
There's been no plan for it.
Oh. It can be.
It can be.
We certainly want to.
I'm wearing you very early in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to welcome you.
Thank you early.
You're being welcomed by lots of people, but after 20 years of coming up here for every legislative session starting, and you know, from years ago, praying up in the gallery and so forth and so on, it's a great honor for me to do this. And as you see, wearing the Tricon hat, you know, that's the New Hampshire accent. Some call it Tri-Corner, but we call it Tricon out here. And the exhortation that I've given to legislators, not just here in New Hampshire, but other places that I've spoken around the country and also in Washington, I spent quite a lot of time studying colonial history and how our government began and the foundations of government and what our founding fathers believed. And I found it kind of interesting that our founding fathers looked to the Bible as a description to them as what they were supposed to be doing as legislators. And there's an interesting passage of scripture in 2 Samuel at chapter 23, verse 3. It says, "The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." Now, I would certainly encourage you to believe that that is the word of God, that is what he intends for you, and that in a sense you're ruling over men. I mean, we don't use that terminology anymore, you're elected representatives, but you're going to be making rules in there. And so in a sense you're ruling over men, and if you don't do this in the fear of God, if you do it in the fear of men, those rules may not be very just. There's also another passage of scripture in Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 33. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." And this is interesting. Before you get honor, and you know, you're already getting honor, you're all going to get your license plates that identify you as representatives, and there's a certain honor to that, and of course people invite you to come and speak, and there's a certain honor. But according to scripture, humility comes first. And so the humility, the bad news is, man, you've got a real big responsibility. The good news is, in humility and in trusting the Lord, if you dispatch your responsibility as well, you will get an honor that man cannot bestow upon you, and man can't take away from you, and you will have a satisfaction that's very unusual, I would say, in the history of the world. And I would say that in the timing of things, in this legislative session, more so than probably, I think, in my lifetime, you're going to have opportunity here. Now, you're not going to be unchallenged, are you? But I believe the Lord will help you to stay the course and stand up for what is right and true, and we will see better government in New Hampshire, and we will see lives better, and you'll have taken place that. And I hope that you will see yourselves the way I see and the way the Lord sees you, as not just politicians, but as statesmen. As statesmen. With a calling and a ministry. And if you were to read the 13th chapter of the book of Romans, it talks about civil magistrates, like that verse we read in 2 Samuel, that you have a ministry. When you come here, you're not just working, you've got a ministry here, an important one, because government is of God. Now, we have some anarchists in amongst us that think we don't need any government. I know that's not true. I've lived 63 years, I know that's not true. We need government. But we need good governments. We need good and honest governments. And I believe that you are the people that will make that happen with the Lord's help. And I believe also that you're here to right some wrongs. And if you don't right some of the wrongs, then all these wrongs will stand. And I hope that you can remember that, because it's going to be a challenge. I don't know how many of you have ever read it, but one of the finest documents ever in the history of the world, and our founding fathers knew it very well, was the Magna Carta Liberatum. In other words, the Magna Carta, the magnificent document. And it was codifying basically the common rights of man. And so when we're sitting in those chambers remembering that people have rights, and they didn't come from us, they came from God, the common law right. God has given us, our Creator has given us the area of the right. And one of the statements that those who wrote the Magna Carta said is, "To no one will we sell, to no one will we deny or delay right or justice." I mean, doesn't that perk you hard up to think you have that opportunity to do that? And you know that in most of the state capitals across this country, I've noticed that we have the picture of John Hancock, John Adams. That always we have George Washington. In fact, over the last year, I've had George Washington looking over my shoulder about a dozen times. I think the biggest one was in Montpelier, Vermont. He's about 20 feet tall there. And boy, that was intimidating to me. To stand there and think, George Washington is looking over my shoulder. Well, I got news for you. In a sense, George Washington's looking over your shoulder as well. And I believe that all of you have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. So we can call you constitutionalists. We can call you constitutionalists. And I think that we need to use that term more firmly than ever before. And remember that you've sworn an oath. The International Chaplain for Oath Keepers, an organization that's trying to remind people, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and then your individual state. And that's a sacred oath. What happens to people who make oaths and break oaths? Now, most people these days don't put much attention to an oath. Oh, yeah, I took an oath, and 5 minutes later they forget it. Please don't forget the oath that you've taken. I believe you'd be blessed if you keep it, and I believe you'd be cursed if you don't. And I can tell you that George Washington said, the Constitution is the guide which I will never abandon. He also said, as he was leaving office, you know, this is a bequest to us, and it flows down to us today from the father of our country. I consider it an indispensable duty to close this last solemn act of my official life by commending the interests of our dear country to the protection of Almighty God and to those who have the superintendence of them into His holy keeping. So that's a sacred trust for you. I also want to remind you from our New Hampshire Constitution, and I know it pretty well, but I want to read it exactly as it is to you, from the Bill of Rights, Article 6, and says, morality and piety. A lot of people don't want to hear about that anymore, but I pray that you will help them to be reminded that it's here. And it says, as morality and piety, rightly grounded on high principles, will give the best and greatest security to government, and will lay in the hearts of men the strongest obligations to due subjection, and as knowledge of these is most likely propagated through a society, therefore, the several parishes, body corporate, or religious society shall at all times have the right of electing their own teachers. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of it. I want to go back to the beginning of it. As morality and piety, rightly grounded on high principles, will give the best and greatest security to government. All of you are here and giving up of your time. I know you're not being paid to do this. This is a challenge for you. You're doing this so that we can have the greatest security government, right? That's what you're here. And so you need to remember, this is what our founding fathers believed, and they believed that from Scripture, that morality and piety, rightly grounded on high principles, will give the best and greatest security to government. That can only happen through prayer, for one of you, each of you helping one another, iron sharpens iron, continually yourself. And I want to make myself available as I have through the last 20 years. If any of you need personal prayer, you want to talk to somebody for some counsel on the things of the Lord, or just personal issues that you need to, you can contact me. I'm easy to find. Just hand this to those, and Rob and others can find me easy enough. I'd be glad to help, confidentially, because I know that your job is not easy. But I do want to remind you that good government is going to be up to you. The Lord will help you. Help one another. Let's pray. Well, Father, it is a great and glorious day, and before we enter into this building for a day of many different things that will be taking place, we know that no good thing could happen without your hand of divine providence, and even the exhortation of Scripture and the encouragement of the bequest of George Washington, the father of our country. George Washington's not here now, but we are. And we as civil magistrates want good government, good and wholesome government that will provide the greatest liberty and freedom to our people, the greatest opportunity to our people, And Lord, would you give us clear mind to make decisions, that we do not politic, that we see ourselves as civil magistrates, ruling in the fear of God, that that is a mandate for us. And we will see something come out of little New Hampshire, even though our state government is one of the largest representative bodies in the world, something that will rock this whole country, the cradle of liberty. And that the people of New Hampshire will say it is so much of a blessing to live here. Thank you for your protection, help, and providence on each one of these representatives that are gathered together. And thank you for your glory. And we also thank you, Lord, that you've given us a clear, safe, and happy day here in New Hampshire with the sun shining brightly on us that reminds us that you are watching over us and you will help. You're there. We can petition you to be in prayer. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining together and giving me that opportunity to share that with you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
My pleasure. You see David? Say hi to
him. Well, I'll be seeing him soon. I will say that. Good to meet you. Is this your first turn in the house?
I am.
Welcome back.
Right here. Right behind you. Thank you, guys. As long as I know something, you know, we'll see you.